2 weeks ago, we took a look at Melvin Gordon, a surefire first-round pick in this year's draft. Let's take a look at another running back, Todd Gurley. He has first-round talent as well, but an ACL injury may knock him down a round or two. If not for that ACL injury, though, the guy is a first-round pick. We're going to take a look at the tape and show you what might make him a special player in the NFL. The three dominant traits that Todd Gurley has: speed, the ability to cut and to cut back, and toughness. First of those traits is speed, and you're going to see that right here on this play. A single back formation, Todd Gurley in the backfield. This is an ISO run, and you're going to see him cut to the left. He's going to gain the edge right here. A nice seal block by his H-back is going to allow Gurley to get to the outside. And this looks like it should be a good 7 or 8 yard gain right about here. You have a linebacker who's in position to make a tackle. You have two other defenders who are going to have angles of pursuit. And then, of course, you got a safety right here. He's not going to let anything happen, right? And not the case with Todd Gurley. Look at that acceleration. Gets around the corner and finds the end zone. No way on earth this should be a touchdown at this point in the play right here. And there are many running backs in the NFL that wouldn't find their way to the end zone at this point either. But Todd Gurley's elite speed gets him to the end zone. The second thing I want to show you is the ability to cut or to cut back. He has great vision and a great feel for making the cutback. And you're going to see that right here on this play. Gurley lined up as the running back in an I formation with a fullback leading the way through the hole. Here's the handoff, and this looks like the Clemson defense has him locked up pretty well. This should be a gain for 0 or maybe 1 yard, but Gurley does a great job of sensing the overflow of the defense and cutting back to the middle of the field, and he makes something out of nothing. That's what you have to do at the NFL level. You're not going to be running behind dominant blocking on every single play like you may have done in college. You're going to have to make something out of nothing, and Gurley shows the ability to do that right here. There's the cut. Sticks his foot in the ground, cuts back to the middle of the field, and right here he's surrounded by a bunch of Clemson defenders. Again, this should be a gain of just 2 or 3, but great burst right there by Todd Gurley, and he gets a 22-yard gain on the play. So showing great explosiveness in the short area. Todd Gurley can run out of the gun as well. The Vikings did a bunch of that with Norv Turner and Teddy Bridgewater last season. And again, you're going to see a great cut here by Gurley. He's going to take the inside handoff right here, and he's going to find the edge. There will be a down block by the tight end. The center will pull, and the left tackle will pull. Gurley will do a great job of setting those blockers up right here, and he puts his foot in the ground, and watch this safety slips and falls because of a great cut by Todd Gurley. That is an NFL caliber cut by a running back, and the safety finally gets him out of bounds, but Gurley doesn't even go down right there. So the ability to cut back is something that Gurley has. Whether you're a zone blocking team or a man blocking team, if you have a running back who can cut back like that, he has the ability to make something out of nothing. Now, if you're a running back in the NFL, you want to be able to be used in the passing game, and you can screen it to Todd Gurley. That's what the Georgia Bulldogs do right here. Here's Gurley lined up next to his quarterback in the gun, and this is just your standard screen pass. Gurley will step up in pass blocking motion at first, hesitate, and then make himself available for a screen pass, and he does a great job of setting up blocks from there, showing great patience. Soft hands, makes the catch right here, and he's got two blocks that he has to figure out how he's going to use those blocks. One is happening right here, and he's going to cut to the inside, and then he's going to get a tight end who's out on the edge making a block right here, and he'll cut back to the outside on that one too. So a great job here displaying some vision and some patience using blocks, and again, that explosiveness right here. He finds the corner, gets an extra 7 or 8 yards on the play. A couple of other plays here to show you from Todd Gurley. Again, in an I formation, you're going to see him take a toss sweep right here, finds the edge, and I love the physicality from Todd Gurley right here, running downhill with two lead blockers, including a pulling lineman. He's going to brace through a couple of arm tackles right here, and then like Adrian Peterson in 2009 against the Browns, throwing a defender out of bounds, staying in bounds, and then delivering a punishing blow to the safety. He's the one who delivers a hit at the end of those runs. He's a physical runner, and it's that sort of competitive fire and that demeanor that I believe is going to allow Todd Gurley to be a special player. He's going to rehab from that knee injury, and I think he can make an impact at the NFL level.